Hello, thank you for joining me on this episode of the Russell Brand Fancast. It's been a long time coming, but thank you for everyone who's listened to the previous episodes, and if you haven't listened to them, take a listen after this one, because I've had some really good, I was going to say viewing figures, but that's the wrong way, some really good listening figures on previous episodes, which I'm absolutely amazed about, and I thank you very, very much to everyone who has listened to this podcast. And I apologise that it's been so long. So let's get on with the show. So the first thing I want to talk about on this episode of the Russell Brand Fancast is Russell Brand's Shakespeare show. Now, it's a while ago that I went to watch that in Northampton, but it was really good. It was a really good show. I mean, you've come to realise that I will just say pretty much anything Russell does is good, but it was actually really interesting because I'm not someone who knows a lot about Shakespeare, so to be in that situation of, do you really want to, although it's Russell, do you really want to go and watch Shakespeare? Do you really think that's, you know, going to be interesting? And, you know, I won't lie to you, there was a very small portion of me that thought, ain't going to be your kind of thing, and, you know, maybe give this one a miss. But no, I decided to go. I thought I'd give him a chance. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, it's Russell, I'll give it a chance. And do you know what? He left me after that show actually wanting to read Shakespeare, watch Shakespeare, find out more about Shakespeare. I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't actually do any of that, but he certainly made me want to. And you know, and as with everything with Russell, it was funny, it was insightful, he got people from the audience involved. It was great, you know, and I think anyone who I've seen them shows, whether you came to Northampton to watch them, whether you watched them somewhere else. I know he did some shows, some of these shows in particular, in London beforehand, while he was still working it out. And, you know, and I hope it's something that he carries on doing, because actually it kind of changed my mind a little bit about Shakespeare, because, well, you know, what I'm very much, you know, all I knew about Shakespeare really was Romeo and Juliet. I think that's probably about it. So yeah, it's quite interesting, and like I said, it did make me want to read some Shakespeare. But you know, anyone who has done that knows it's tough going, that reading, isn't it? It's like reading the Bible. That's tough going, because it's written in the old days, obviously, so it's still in that language. Like, you can't update these things. It doesn't, you know, they're not things you can tamper with. They have to be left as they are, and as a result of that, I think it makes it quite a difficult thing to read. Like, you know, it's something you should read, but it's quite a difficult read, I think, personally. So, you know, but I think, you know, Russell did a great job. He made it relevant. He made it interesting. And, you know, and he tied it in. It wasn't like a full, you know, full-blown Shakespeare about, you know, it wasn't just like Romeo and Juliet word for word or anything like that. It was different bits of Shakespeare that he made fit in with his life, and it was just amazing. You know, he's obviously, you know, him and the producer, whose name has escaped me, have really put a lot of work into this and really made it work. And I hope that we're going to see a bit more of that, to be honest. I know at the minute Russell's doing some stuff in like churches and stuff, like church halls and that. He's doing some different kinds of shows, called the Programme or something like that, that he's doing at the moment, which is basically is to go with his book about mentoring, is to go with his book about addiction. So you know, if you've got a chance to go to that, then I'll definitely go to those as well. For me, I don't think there's an option for me to go at the moment, but hopefully I'll get to go. So there's one tomorrow in Henley on Thames. Tomorrow being, just in case you're wondering, the 19th of March 2019. And then there's another one in Newbury on Tuesday the 26th of March at 6:30. And that's at the Corn Exchange. As far as I know, you can still get tickets. Russellbrand.ctickets.com. You can have a look on there, see if there's any tickets available for either of those events. Now, I bought the Mentors book the day it came out, and I'm ashamed to say I haven't yet started it. I've got no excuse, I just haven't started it yet. And do you know what, to be totally honest, I haven't read the book before that either. Recovery, I haven't read that either. And I bought that the day it came out. In fact, my copy of Recovery, I actually got Russell to sign when I met him. So, you know, that doesn't make me want to read it now. He's, you know, I just think keep it as it is. It's all personalised, you know. And, I'm going to read them. But I think with Recovery in particular, I think I'm going to... No, not Recovery, sorry, not... Revolution is actually the one I got him to sign, because I actually met him just before Recovery came out. Recovery and Mentors I plan on reading very soon. Because although I did start reading Recovery, and I did start the audiobook of Recovery at the same time, I've never actually finished it. So I plan to finish that, and then I plan to start on Mentors. But if you've read Mentors... send me in your review, let me know what you think of it. If you join the Anchor app, then you can leave me a voicemail message and you can actually just be on it, on the podcast. And it saves people just listening to me for the full episode. So, yeah, I've not read either of those yet. Not fully, not enough to really review them. So, you know, that's just something I just wanted to put out there and just say, you know, I know that they exist. I've got them, they're in my house, they're in the office, they're ready, they're waiting for me. It's just when I get round to it. So, one thing that you might not, well, you won't know, in fact, is for Christmas, my dad got me a life-size cardboard cutout Russell Brand, and I'd like to sit here and pretend that I didn't ask for it or anything like that, but you know, on Amazon, you can do an Amazon wish list. I put it on there in the hope that someone would buy it, and he did. And I've got a full life size cardboard cutout of Russell Brand in my office, just standing there. I don't know what to do with him now, but he's there, and it's quite funny actually, because I sometimes like to stand him in the window and just freak people out. Russell Brand's up there. Oh wait, no, I think that's a cardboard cutout. So it's I don't know what I'm gonna do with him now. He's just here. So if you've got any ideas, any funny ideas that we can do with him, I don't want to ruin him. Nothing that's gonna ruin him. But you know, if you can come up with some funny ideas that we can maybe just like videos that we can upload on Instagram with him, anything like that, then you know, let me know. And we'll, you know, if they're good, I'll make them. If they're shit, then I won't. But, yeah, you can get them on Amazon, like I said. And, you know, so, I know someone else on the Matt Morgan Appreciation Society got a smaller one. And, yeah, I've got him and it's great, but I don't know what to do with him now. So, send me in some suggestions what we can do with a life-size cardboard cutout of Russell Brand. Nothing rude, though. Nothing rude. I keep trying to recommend to people to watch Russell on Netflix. His latest show, Rebirth, on Netflix. But people aren't going for it. But I was told, I only found this out the other day, yeah? And you can tell me if this is true. But on Netflix, if you go on there... And you watch a title, if you review it or something like that, you can give it like a thumbs up, or it's like a star rating, I'm not sure. But if they get enough of them, like enough good reviews for it, then they make another one. So if that's true, then we all need to get on Netflix and we need to get Russell's shows some real good 5-star reviews or thumbs up, whatever it is. And we need to get him back out on that road and make us all laugh again, because I saw that show, like I said in previous episodes, I saw it like 5 times in the end, you know, including watching it on TV, and it's still funny. It's still funny. So yeah, if that is true, if anyone knows if that's true, let me know. But if that is definitely true, then that is what we've got to do. We've got to get onto Netflix. Even if you've already watched it, watch it again, review it, and just make sure Netflix know we want more Russell Brand in our lives. I always find it really funny, actually, when because I just really love watching Russell's stand-up in particular. And, you know, it's quite funny to go back and watch, when you just watch Russell Brand live, which is his first DVD he did. You watch that one, and then, you know, you watch all of them in order, right? Like doing some live, that's my podcast, doing Life and Scandalous, and you watch them all in order. You watch how he evolved as a performer and how he evolved as a comedian. And yeah, it's quite weird. And then you go all the way up to Rebirth that we were just talking about. And it's quite interesting to see just how much he's changed. I mean, even if you're more into like the radio shows and the podcasts, even if you do the same sort of thing with that, you know, you listen to the really early 6 Music ones with Matt and Trevor, and then you listen all the way up to the most recent ones on Radio X, which, although it was a couple of years ago, you can listen to it and see how he's evolved and how he's changed a lot. And Matt as well. And how their friendships changed, and how, you know, as they've got older, I wouldn't say they've become more mature. I was going to say they've become more mature, but not sure about that. Yeah, it's quite interesting. And obviously, not forgetting, of course, Mr. G as well on those. And it's quite interesting to see how it's gone from all very silly, talking a lot about sex, talking a lot about Russell's personal life, and see how it's all changed, and he's now more evolved into the, you know, he talks a lot more about the spiritual side of life. And I mean, he's still very silly and very funny, but yeah, it's quite interesting to have been on that journey with him a little bit. Because I mean, I've been watching Russell since he was on Big Brother's Big Mouth, and that's crazy to think that that's where I actually discovered him, because I didn't even like Big Brother. It just happened to be on one day. I think maybe my sister was watching it or something. I don't know. Someone was watching it, and I was like, oh, what's this rubbish? Who's this long hair bloke? What's he on about? And then I realised he was quite funny, and I was like, oh, I quite like him. And then I saw him on Jonathan Ross, and that was it. I mean, again, that's another thing. I don't know why I was watching Jonathan Ross, because I'm not really a fan of Jonathan Ross, but I can't remember the full details as to why I ended up watching Jonathan Ross. But it was on Jonathan Ross. I was watching it, and I thought it was brilliant. And then, obviously, then found out about him doing stand-up and radio shows, and been following him ever since. And, you know, and in that journey, had the amazing opportunity to meet him twice in 2 days, which is amazing. And yeah, it's just, I do this podcast purely just for, you know, the love of Russell Brand, really. I think he's amazing. And a lot of people think it's a bit sad, a bloke in his 30s doing a podcast about a comedian, but I don't mind. You know, think what you want to think. For me, Russell is the next Jesus. No, I'm joking. No, I'm not joking. I don't know if I'm joking or not. I'm confused. It's interesting, really, though, in all seriousness, to do that, because, And I'll tell you what, if you're a new fan of Russell Brand, I recommend doing that. Is go all the way back, go back to the start of his career, and you know, even if you don't watch, you know, every stand up DVD, or if you don't listen to every radio show, you know, just listen to one from a, you know, one radio show for maybe every 6 months that there are available, and you will notice a real change in Russell, and it's amazing. And I also recommend, if you are a new Russell Brand fan, that you go on YouTube and have a look at Rebrand, because I don't know why people do it down so much, because actually I quite like it. I do actually quite like Rebrand. Dad Fight's probably my favourite, starring of course Russell's dad Ron Brand. And yeah, that's probably my favourite one. I do like My Old Tart, which is quite funny. But if you watch those, which are available on YouTube, nothing to do with me, but they're available on YouTube, so I'm telling you that now. Yeah, if you watch those and then you were to watch something that Russell's done in the last, like, what, 3-4 years maybe, see the difference. It's amazing. It's actually amazing to see such a big difference. I know we all grow, we all evolve, but his has been so public, I would say, in that sense. I mean, obviously, between Rebrand and then Big Brother's Big Mouth that we talked about earlier, there was obviously a big change in Russell in that he obviously went through rehab and came off the drugs and the alcohol, and thankfully, and I do mean thankfully, he's been off them ever since. And you know, so we've got a fantastic comedian that we can all enjoy. I mean, I know some people don't like him, some people have their own thoughts and opinions of him, fine, whatever, not, you know, we're not interested in those people. All we're interested in is us guys and girls that like Russell, enjoy his comedy, enjoy his films, and just, you know, just have an appreciation for him, even if you're not his biggest fan, because that's me. But you know, even if you're not next in line, then you know, if you just enjoy a bit of Russell Brand from time to time, that's cool too. You're all welcome here. So here's the thing, right? Next episode, what I really want to do, and I've been talking about this for absolutely ages, but I've decided it's time. We're going to do it. And we're going to do it soon as well. Is I want to do a whole episode devoted to and about Matt Morgan. Now, we all know about the MMAs, and I'm sure a lot of you guys who are listening to this are in the MMAs, which is really cool, right? But if you've got anything Matt Morgan related that you can add to the next episode, please send it to me. If you're on Anchor, then you can leave me a voicemail and I can just put you straight in there, and you can have your say. So we're just going to be talking about Matt Morgan. We're going to talk about the things he's done, obviously, with Russell in regards to the radio shows, in regards to the writing they've done together, the things they wrote together, Ponderland they wrote together, things Matt's produced. But also we're going to talk about the stuff that Russell wasn't involved in. And I think I'm going to be quite surprised when I research this, just how much Matt has done without Russell. And I'm hoping that I'm going to get some help from Matt's loyal fans to put this episode together. So that will be the next episode of the Russell Brand Fancast, because at the end of the day, you know, and I truly believe this, there would be no Russell without Matt, and there'd be no Matt without Russell. They come together, they come as a package, and you know, obviously there was a time when they weren't friends, but I'm glad they're friends again, and I'm glad they're talking again, and I'm glad that, although not as frequently as we'd like, they're back working together, and that's pretty cool to me. So if you can help me on this episode, then you can either message me on Facebook or Instagram, just search for the Russell Brand Fancast, or you can join the Anchor app, you can follow me on there, and you can send me a voicemail message, and I'll just put you straight into the episode. And next time, as I said, we're talking about Matthew Morgan. Thanks for listening.